Welcome to Dish Nation!
Oops! Britney Spears is thirst trapping again, but is there a surprise guest with her?
And my bestie Mariah Carey wants you to get to mopping. But head crack first, what you got?
I know this is wild. So, YouTuber Mr. Beast just went viral for doing the most Anglo-Saxon stunt ever.
Ain't it?
This guy buried himself alive for 7 days.
Dumb.
He allowed fans to watch him survive in a coffin with 20,000 pounds of dirt on top of him, which garnered over 57 million viewers and 200,000 subscribers.
No way.
Listen, like, the words don't do it no justice. You gotta see it to believe it. But if you're claustrophobic, I advise that you look away just for a minute. Check it out.
Bury me alive. Oh, that was scary.
This has got to be terrifying.
Yeah, this is pretty much most people's worst fear.
Oh my God, that dirt is terrifying.
Brace yourself.
Drop the payload.
Oh God, I feel like I need to hold the roof.
That is wild.
And to add insult to injury, eventually a fly got in there.
What?
Yo, and that was almost the worst part for me.
He's so rich, he don't make no doggone sense.
It really
like,
don't.
He just do dumb stuff now.
What happens when he does really, if he starts to panic? It's gonna take them some time to get the dirt off.
He's gotta have some kind of drugs or something. They had to put him on something to chill him out.
It's gotta be a hose in there that's getting some air to him or something.
Oh, no, he has
okay,
air.
Okay.
And he also had, like, you know, some meal ready to eat things down there.
Okay.
And then I think also some, he had a special bag, but he didn't say what was in the bag.
Okay.
I feel like it was some chillax action, like you was talking about right then and there.
When do you poop?
I was going to say that.
They didn't show that part, but the
it's
number
gotta
one,
be a way. Yeah,
they showed
be.
How that got done.
Okay.
Really?
It was in bottles.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe he was down there that many days. No, I don't. No, he was not. Where do you poop?
White people
Very
are crazy,
stinky.
Tamar.
Tell me about it, Tamar.
Anyway, speaking of white people doing too much at it, on a recent episode of the Osborne podcast, Ozzy admitted y'all that getting down and dirty seems to be a thing, honey, of the past because of his antidepressant meds. Look at this.
Uh-oh. The one thing about antidepressants, it kills your sex drive instantly when you're on it. You go on an antidepressant, and most of them have a bad your sex drive goes.
But it's not guaranteed. It's just a possible side effect.
No, it's guaranteed. It's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He broke his bat.
Yeah. Did y'all agree though? Antidepressant? I mean.
Oh, it's a known fact. That is a known side effect. Doesn't matter if you're man or woman. If you're on, a lot of times it messes with your libido. That's a very common.
Yeah,
very
but
real.
Come on. That's not his issue, y'all. He's
that's not his.
1,017 and a half years old.
Oh. He was on lots of drugs.
Yeah.
He did them all.
After a while, your body DNA and composition is just different.
Bit the head off a bat.
Same guy.
That thing stopped working long ago.
Maybe when he bit the bat. That's when things started going downhill.
Ooh, okay.
You know, a man who can't even stand up straight.
Oh. He stand up straight.
Blood ain't flowing everywhere.
Nothing else ain't standing up straight either.
That flag will remain at half mast.
Wow.
So is he telling everybody that Sharon isn't getting any?
Pretty much.
I mean.
I want to mind my business. All right. Well, speaking of smashing, or lack thereof, let's get into this.
Smash alert!
What do we have here?
Uh-oh.
Listen, y'all, they say former Top Chef host Padma Lashmi, she is getting it on, y'all, with guess who?
Oh.
Kenya Barris.
No.
Y'all, they say he is a gentleman. Okay. The two were seen holding hands in New York, and according to sources, this romance is very, very new, but they met at work, and they're developing something together and are getting to know each other. Now, other sources pushed through the tee-hee-hee, darling. So what y'all think about this Top Chef and this Blackish mashup?
A little smashish.
I'm here for it.
Yo, listen, they both accomplished in a particular fields that they operate in. He's freshly divorced, I believe. You know what I mean? Like, so, hey, run out there, go play, boy.
Yeah, all the girls want to date him.
Set up into broil, sizzle, and turn over. You
she
know,
probably
all that
been
stuff.
Looking at Rainbow's husband, that tramp. I'm not all
what?
For it. So
I wish them luck.
Yeah, me
Absolutely.
Too.
They make a cute couple.
They do.
And I think when you look at the people she's dated in the past, it's kind of like he's right down the middle. Because I think Michael B. Jordan was in there somewhere, who was way younger than her.
Yeah, that don't go for
and
me.
And it was another name that escapes me at the moment. But yeah, like, yo, Cameron Paris, you about the same age?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just bothers me. These girls don't get broke, man.
Of course not.
Why would they?
Not get no broke man.
Yeah, but I mean,
they're not broke. Why would they want someone broke?
And you're not dating no broke man neither, girl.
Yeah.
Exactly. Moving on.
Go. All right. The queen of Christmas, Miss Mariah Carey, just started her holiday tour last week. And while she was at the Hollywood Bowl, she sang an impromptu song that had nothing to do with Christmas.
Okay.
Mariah asked if a crew member could clean up a slippery part of the stage. That stage is open to the air. And then this happened. Check it out.
Mop, 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 mop. It's gonna mop that floor really nice. Because it feels like twice to me. It's a mop, just tell me what to do. Let me just see. I'm just gonna mop for a second so nobody can say I didn't mop. It was like she thought she was too good to mop. Okay.
Not the one-armed mop. Yeah. That's how kids do it when you ask them to do stuff.
Look, bro, I know that's your best friend, but that's mine too. I swear to God, like, we so like-minded, it don't make no sense.
She will make a song out of anything too.
Yes, all the time. I love her so much. Yo, I so understand it.
To be the queen of Christmas and the queen of cleanup too, you know what I mean? Like, yo, listen, man.
Yeah, where's those Swiffer ads? I hear them coming. They're gonna be knocking.
Yeah, she can write a song about anything at any given moment. Mm-hmm. She can write a full song about anything you say.
I love the band jumping right in, ready to go.
Yeah, because they know what to do.
Yeah, and her background singers have been with her forever. Marianne, Tika, and Trey. They just mop, 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 mama, Yes, it became a song, a tune instantly. Well, y'all, Mariah's not the only diva putting on a show. Britney Spears popped up on IG with another dancing video. That's nothing new, but she had a guest star, y'all, who couldn't quite figure out what to do. Take a look.
Ciao.
Oh. Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
Somebody
what in the world?
She want to be on P-Valley so bad.
So bad.
Y'all, take her phone.
Guys, this is what we were missing when the conservatorship was going on.
Oh, who's in the house with her? Nobody?
I don't even know. That might be her imaginary friend.
Why can we see him then?
What is going on here?
At first, I thought there was the same guy that was mopping in the last story, but then I realized that he was white.
I don't know what to say.
I feel like if you're a handyman in Los Angeles and you, like, get an order somewhere around Britney Spears' house, you got a shot.
You do. Because, like, the people she get with don't necessarily be famous or even in the same industry. Yeah. Like, they just are conveniently there.
Mm-hmm. And she continued to film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was given very much pop, black, and drop it.
When did he find out that Britney Spears is a non-playable character in life?
Okay, look.
What?
Here's the thing. Ozzy was just talking about if you take an antidepressant pill, that makes your libido go away. So it makes sense that if maybe you're someone who was on those things and then you're not anymore, maybe you have a lot of libido now.
Oh, so she hunching everything.
You saying she outside?
But inside.
But inside.
But inside.
Yeah.
Anything, with her phone.
Anything firm in that house needs to be clean. To
those moves, while that man was in the background, if I was there, yo, if you're there and you see that, you know, I mean,
it was giving human cat and heat vibes.
You got turned home?
Yo, boots and a bikini, that's South Padre Island spring break vibes.
Oh, that's like, you get to eat lunch first vibes.
Yeah.
Not you sitting here turned on.
Yes, what? He is. He wanna holler at Britney.
Man, go do some handiwork, bro.
Yeah, listen, catch me in my tool belt in Beverly Hills.
Shannon Sharp, honey, and Ocho Cinco, honey, are at it again. You won't believe what they're talking about this time. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, Miss Jenna Bush Hager started off her week with an innocent slip of the tongue. Mm. So while talking to her Today Show co-host about her kids dressing up as trolls characters, the mother of three accidentally referred to her husband, Henry, as this. Take a look.
About it. How wants to be baby diamond and have daddy be... First of all, I just called him daddy on television.
Namaste.
Oh, gosh.
No, isn't it weird if all the things you said in your own house, you said out loud, people would think you were crazy.
I just called my husband daddy.
Why did she make a big deal about it when she felt like she said the wrong thing? Right. I called him dad. She called him daddy.
She calls him daddy, honey.
And there's nothing wrong with calling him daddy. I mean, everybody call their man daddy every night.
I'm trying to find me a daddy, too, honey.
Nah.
Find me one.
Okay.
She had a transparent moment. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, like, you know what's wrong with that?
Okay, so your wife call you daddy?
Oh, yeah, we are multi-language houses, more like poppy.
Oh, I feel that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, is that...
Okay. What about you, Tana?
It may, it's happened, it's happened.
Yeah. You had a daddy,
daddy once or twice?
Yeah,
I know that's
a couple
right.
times, you know.
I know that's right.
I do the calling daddy, they don't call me.
Oh, they don't call you daddy? Mm. What do they call you?
Call me Gary, I call him daddy. Oh.
They call you mommy?
Yeah. Dad too.
They just call you frequently. That's
I
what
like
they.
Awesome.
All right, so moving on. Looks like Chad Ochocinco Johnson and Shannon Sharp once again found themselves on the opposite sides of the fence in a conversation on their late night show. So Shannon mentioned how he has a disdain for feet, especially when someone's feet are on him. And then he asked Ocho if he liked when people put their feet on him. And Ocho replied, he only likes his fiance's feet on him or maybe in him. Take a look.
Oh.
You don't like women's feet?
You better let them sit in cocoa butter for about 3 hours.
Nah, you ain't got to do that, man. Listen, ain't nothing like, you don't be like when you don't suck. Never mind. You know, it's a kid-friendly. It's a kid-friendly show. Kid-friendly show.
Hey, you better have some pig feet or some chicken feet. That's the only thing I'm sucking on.
That's
so funny. Go to my feet.
You don't suck on the toe, huh?
Come on, man. Come on, Ocho.
Wait, listen to me.
Ocho, what we doing here, Ocho?
But I don't like men like that. I don't like men who don't like feet.
And women's feet are usually soft. So why would you not want a soft foot put on you? I mean.
That's crazy.
Maybe you like a callus.
Maybe he wants a chick who's an amputee. Maybe he really doesn't like feet. People be having phobias
they
out
do.
Here.
They
you
do.
Know what I mean?
Like,
so, I mean, Little
Tanner.
Tanner. I mean, so would you rather, and I mean, and be honest, because I know you're an honest person.
Yes.
Would you rather suck a pig feet are a human foot?
Well, you eat pig's feet, although the idea of a pig's foot is more gross to me than a person's foot.
Is it?
Yeah. I didn't grow up eating pig's feet.
You didn't?
No.
So
you
see, it's so good.
Y'all see that channel that y'all know, honey? He racist, honey.
What?
Y'all eat all them damn pig feet. He ain't putting no pig foot in his mouth.
No, that's got nothing to
You eat bacon, though.
Oh, yeah.
See, yeah, he ain't
I
racist.
Like bacon. It's the foot part.
It's
consuming
the hoof.
Of a hoof. I don't like a hoof.
But
a toe doesn't bother me.
Ooh.
Really?
There's a buffet of options. And if my partner, if the woman's like, oh, I'd like it if you'd pop a toe, and like, fine, I'm gonna do it.
So
yeah.
We can eat a pig foot or a tossed salad.
Get out of here.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Moving on.
Up
next, Amber Rose is facing backlash after dropping this tea about her 4-year-old son. We'll have more after the break.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, now Amber Rose might have a 4-year-old son, but don't expect him to drink milk in the mornings. Mm. Now, Amber revealed on a podcast that every morning her son Slash drinks a cup of coffee.
No.
Yeah, man. She said her and her kids sit and drink coffee and they talk. And after the show host asked if Amber was kidding, Amber said it's not a big deal. And her and Slash wake up every morning saying he wants his coffee and breakfast.
He's so cute.
I'm
sure it's decaf.
Huh?
I'm sure.
No, it's not. My
I'm
mother
sure
used to do that with my
decaf.
Son.
Really?
They might still sit around and have a cup of coffee and gossip.
Really?
Yeah.
Caffeinated?
No, it's caffeinated. Decaf. But we used to do it when we was younger. Nothing happened to us. We fine.
Yeah.
I thought it would like stunt a kid's growth or something if they got coffee too soon.
That's what they used to just tell us.
I think that's something one of your little cousins made
probably.
Up.
Probably. That's probably what they
told
me.
Because we used to watch
me.
The Price is Right and drink coffee mm-hmm. with our mamas and grandmamas yeah. all the day long.
My
okay?
doctor limited me to one cup a day when I was pregnant. Mm. So... I don't do it. Because when that little thing won't go to sleep, I ain't gonna be like, damn, I shouldn't have drank that cup of coffee. Your ass like...
That's
yeah, because like whatever you drink, that's in their
yeah,
system.
So I, that's yeah. what I don't want. When he's that's sleeping, true. He can't go to sleep.
You don't want a party baby.
Irritated, right.
You know, and a lot of people have something to say about like, oh, you should be giving it a 4-year.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's not your kid.
It's not your
you
kid.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what works for your kid.
That's
yeah.
right.
Some of
that's
your kids
right.
need to be drugged before they go to sleep at
okay.
night. Some of y'all need them the melatonin gummies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are better drilled up right now.
Okay. The other thing, she said the kid also gets breakfast. That's a super healthy way to start your day.
In conversation with your parents.
That's cute.
Something that most people don't get to yeah. do no
don't
more.
Do. Right.
The
right.
little kid's name is Slash. He's probably got the newspaper
yeah.
open.
Yeah, he's probably very talented, very yeah. skilled and smart.
Might be able to tell you what the Dow is doing today.
Okay, yeah, stock market and everything.
All right, everybody, it's time for
Pick your steals.
All right, y'all, we got two great steals for you today. What you got, Tanner?
Oh, thank you so much, Tamar. Hey, are you guys sick of your car smelling like fast food? You can get rid of bad odors and replace them with this refreshing and pleasant scent smart all-in-one car diffuser.
It is a great way to upgrade your ride and enjoy a great smelling car. They come in the scents cologne, freesia, and white tea.
Ooh, and I just love a car that smells fabulous. But what's the price, Tanner?
Well, usually car diffusers as nice as this one run you as high as $87.99. But you know we got you. With the promo code DISHCAROIL, you'll get this for just
$21.95. Wow. Oh, my God, honey.
Good car smell everywhere, okay? Yeah. All right, next up, we have what might be my favorite. These wireless earbuds are cleverly tucked away in a powerful wireless mini speaker that doubles as a charging case for the earbuds.
They're perfect to listen to some new beats or some classics. The earbuds feature a stable and precise connection with clear noise reduction.
And the auto pairing is easy. Touch controls make these small earbuds a big player in sound production.
Ooh, honey, oh, they even have a cute lanyard, oh my God, that allows you to, honey, carry them anywhere.
Well, they come in the colors black and white. So, HK, we got to know, how much are these going for?
Well, guys, get ready to take your workouts up a notch because they usually go as high as $99.99. Ooh, wow. But for the Dish Nation fam, it's only
$19.95. Oh, wow. Nice. This is amazing. All right, you guys know what to do now.
Just scan this code right here to go to pickyoursteals.com. You got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out. And remember to use the promo code DISHCAROIL for the first product, and they're both perfect gifts for the holidays or for yourself. Stay tuned for more Dish Nation.
Yes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back. Hey. Okay, honey, now for years now, people have been saying that Jared Leto and Scott Disick, honey, look just alike. Well, honey, take a look at how Jared responds to being called Scott's twin.
This is a theory. I don't know if you've heard of it, but I saw a TikTok where a girl was convinced that you and Scott Disick are twins.
Wow.
Very much. Oh.
And people were like, wait, I think this is real because you guys look identical.
Oh, that would be nice because then I would have a rich relative because he's very wealthy, right? Yeah.
You know what? People say I look like a young Gordon Ramsay. Right.
I can see that.
I can see that, too.
Me too.
Yeah, they look alike.
Exactly alike. They're like cousins.
My cousins look like my cousins.
Yeah, that's the same person. They're twins.
Yo, that's like a before and after photo right there.
Yeah.
Like,
this was the Maury episode we all deserve.
Yeah.
But didn't get. Wow. Like, man. I got lineage questions.
They look just alike. They look too much alike.
Now, okay, but here's the other thing is Jared Leto is 11 years older than Scott Disick.
Wow. Yeah, but he also hasn't been in rehab as much as Scott Disick.
That's
so
true.
That's what keeps him young looking.
Jared Leto's also on that baby blood, so it keeps him real young.
Yeah. But maybe Scott asked his plastic surgeon to look like Jared.
What's baby blood mean, friend?
You know, some of those Hollywood people, that's how they stay young, is they.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
allegedly.
That's right. I heard that.
I don't think it's real.
Mm-mm. I do.
If it is real, Jared Leto's definitely on it.
Wow. Looking at you, Mario Lopez. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.